selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk broadcast, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, Dr. Greg Rutherford is back for his annual review here on Straight Talk. We're just going to see how well he's doing. Oh, yeah. Right. No, he's here to update us on what's going on in your tech. I amuse myself every once in a while.
You amuse me. It's good.
How you been, bud?
I've been fantastic. Thank you.
14 years at the helm?
Yeah, 14 come February.
My goodness. A lot has happened, has it not?
Yeah, it's amazing. Uh-huh. I've been very fortunate to witness great things.
And we're also witnessing one of the biggest challenges every community in the United States of America and probably across the world is facing right now.
True.
This pandemic. What's life been at York Technical College since whenever in March when you shut her down?
I doubt that I can top anybody else's story, but it's been different to say the least. As I've told you and others, our folks did an amazing job, and I've heard other stories similar of other organizations locally, but about mid-March, whenever we realized what was coming down, and even before the governor had given his executive order, we were making plans to go virtual. And within 2 weeks, we had 90% of our workforce going virtual. And it was a Herculean effort. It was something that I'll always be proud of, because to most people, the operations of the college never really changed. Now, we came back in June the 15th, and did some of our labs and shops for students who were supposed to graduate in the spring, but because of things getting cut off in March and not being ready yet for in-person work, we went about studying all the details about everything that we could control and how we could make the labs and shops the most safe that we possibly could. We spent times with the instructors going through their labs and making sure that we did everything possible. And so that came off well. As a matter of fact, our medical laboratory technician program does, germ, bacteria, viral testing.
Sure.
And so part of their lab work was to go around the college in various random places, just go out, swab stuff, swab doorknobs, swab sinks, swab fountains, whatever. And one of the students wrote the administration and said, "We won't let you know how good your folks are doing. We could not find one germ, pathogen, anything, not anything, in any of our tests." So our folks are working hard.
So when this thing hit, the difference as I see it between York Technical College and, let's say, some of the public schools is I would imagine most of your students already come to school with computers?
The majority, yes, right. Or have access.
And you already offered some online programming as well, did you not?
We've had for years a very large offering of online programs.
So when you shut her down,
right,
all of a sudden we had to make sure everything we were teaching in the classroom was available online, which, as you say, was a Herculean effort.
It was.
I still don't understand how a teacher who's used to teaching whatever it is, bioengineering 101.
Sure, sure.
Out of a textbook with a Promethean board behind him.
Right.
In a period of a week or 10 days or whatever, has to flip all that so that everything is there for somebody's computer at home. I don't know how you do that. Bring people in from the outside to help with that?
We did not have to bring any outside help in, but we have an internal unit that helps faculty put together learning outcomes, helps support them in designing online offerings. And so most every every subject that you can imagine at the college has some amount of its content in our learning system called D2L. It's a learning management system. And so a great majority of our classes already use that for, you know, repositories for diagrams or short information pieces that students need to read, or projects that they could work on. So it was a matter of those faculty that had already made progress in their distance learning offerings, and our unit that helps faculty put these learning outcomes together, all working on the fly every week, coming up with a new way to offer that particular subject. And you know, I can't say that everything went perfect, but so darn close, it's amazing.
The bottom line is you had to graduate students you know, one level to another level. And the proof is in the pudding. I don't know how you how did you test people to make sure that they, in fact, were capable of moving on to the next level?
Well, I mean, we have methods for in the distance learning arena on testing in such a way that it's, let's say that it's highly unlikely that someone can cheat.
Yeah.
Okay, there's ways for us to monitor and check that, but the testing is very similar to the classroom, quite frankly. The big difference is in labs and shops, and so some of the courses are more difficult than others. It's difficult to get into all the details of welding or automotive.
Yeah.
Or
masonry,
any of that.
Yeah,
any of that. So the what the term is for educators is didactic, and that's that part that we can just talk about and show pictures of and explain.
Yeah.
It's usually in combination with the lab and the hands-on. So in these situations, we had to separate out as much of that as we possibly could.
Right across the street at Winthrop University, they had to write a lot of checks to students because there was no room, there was no board because they went home. You don't have that issue because you don't have any room or board.
Thank God.
I was going to say thank God.
Yeah. No sports programs.
No sports programs. So you have to worry about any of that.
Thank God.
But what I think what's happened here, and we'll see what see if it turns out this way, is a lot of moms and dads and young adults have probably learned that they can get a higher education without in a new way.
Right.
Because they were forced to go home for months.
Sure.
And continue their education.
And while I don't know all the details, but a lot of residential colleges and universities did make refunds. It's not that those universities and colleges didn't have bills to cover, but they were in a tough spot. Now you have students, and let's face it, the majority of students, in my opinion, that go off to university as a residential student are doing so to a great degree for that on-campus experience.
Right.
There's some meaning and emotion to that experience for them.
Right.
And in some cases, that's the only practical thing that some of them get, if you can call it practical. And they end up in deep debt.
Mm-hmm.
But they always had that experience. Now, people are asking the question, if I can pay $400 for a class that's going to be on the computer, or I can pay $200 for a class that's going to be on the computer, and they both count the same, why pay too much money? And that's a reasonable question to be asking.
So one of the things that I've learned over the years in talking with you is that when the economy is red hot, like it was up until March, your enrollments are not as strong as when the economy is terrible.
It's true. Very true.
When it goes very hot. So our economy is not great right now.
That's right.
And even though it happened towards the end of a semester. What are you seeing in terms, I guess, of future enrollments like this fall or this summer?
You're exactly right, and I appreciate you remembering that. The history is that I can go back to the 70s and have it charted that GDP changes each year. And enrollment is usually the opposite of the GDP change. Now, we never know for sure when people begin to react to changes in the economy.
Go ahead.
We never know for sure when they're going to.
She's all excited today.
We never know for sure how people will react. But typically, in recessions, people are either outplaced from a job category that may not be there anymore, or they may say, this is a good time to make a change.
Right.
And other people who have been thinking for a long time, I should go back, I should improve my skills, I should be more competitive, that's when they get really serious about it. The precursor was this academic year, fall, spring, and the summer that we're in now, where we're up 4 to 5%, we believe, total for this year. Now, whether that's the result of the early recessionary hints, I don't know, but we've never faced a situation where we had the motivation of a recession to recruit people, but where people might be hesitant to make a decision based upon, am I going back to work? Are my unemployment benefits going to remain as high as they are? Are members of my family at risk, and so should I try to go out and do this, or should I put it off? Now, some people are talking about high school seniors taking a gap year. Well, that sounds cool, but it's a waste of time. Why do it?
Why? Right.
I mean, you'll be behind, period.
And the world's not slowing down.
And the world's not slowing down, and competitors not going to slow down. So, you know, my thought is, rather than making that grand, expensive decision, take your general ed at York Tech now. Be ready. And you might find out that there's a whole other opportunity there that's a whole lot better than you ever would have imagined.
I've told this story before when you were sitting here. Both of my boys, when they... The actual conversation went something along the lines that I'm not convinced yet that it's a good investment to send you off to a four-year school.
So very few have that conversation.
Well, we did. Yeah. And I said, go forth to York Technical College, bring me back a 3.0, and we'll talk. And they both did.
That's awesome.
And
that's smart.
They got their feet on the ground.
Yeah.
And then we had the basic arithmetic class afterwards. I said, we're going to count to four. What do you mean, Dad, count to four? I said, repeat after me. One. Yeah.
Because you're not gonna, five.
Yes, right. There's no
not
five.
Six.
There's no five or six in my language. Okay. With all this being said.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people were impacted by this pandemic. Lost their jobs or went to part-time, whatever the case is. And I would imagine that you had a number of students that needed some financial help to get through this, which I'm sure you were able to put together. Mm-hmm. How did you do that, and did you get any help from the government, any CARES Act money, like all those other schools have?
Yes, sir. We, of course, helped some students with laptops, internet access, and things of that nature. Our foundation has opportunities for students to help them get through as well that they can apply for. It's very simple. But similar to the Great Recession, the federal government did provide funding to us to supplement the challenges that we faced. Now, the face value of it is that these monies, these CARES Act monies, as they're called, were provided to subsidize additional costs associated with making these changes.
Which I would imagine were considerable.
They were considerable. And they were so for students, many of them as well. So the federal government gave us a total of $3 million. One and a half of that is being paid out to students based upon when they were enrolled, the number of credit hours they were taking, and their financial need that was exhibited when they did their FAFSA and applied for financial aid. And so students may be getting anywhere, a single student right now who was with us in the spring could get anywhere from $100 to $500 a person. And we hope to have a similar amount available for students that took classes in the summer. And then we hope to have some left over to help students get started back in the fall.
So the other half was used for
us
PPE
to cover
and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. We've, you know, our whole...
I can imagine.
We've got plexiglass up at all of the counters, and we buy hand sanitizer by the 50-gallon drum, and we've got packaged masks to a pack for every person who comes to the campus to give them to not have to go through any rigmarole. Just they're there, they're sanitary, they're in a package individually. Yeah. So all of that, plus, I mean, even machines that like the airlines are using to spray the inside of their planes. And we've got those fog machines for our classrooms now. Things that we never would have thought about. We've analyzed everything down to the filtration system for the air handling. So it's unreal.
Well, if there ever was a place to get some top-of-the-line science in your operation, it'd be at York Technical College.
For sure.
Oh, Lord. So it doesn't take long to go through $3 million, bottom
line. I mean, I'm a country boy. $3 million to me is a lifetime worth of goodness.
Ooh. I should say.
So I respect that. But, yeah, when you're talking about that kind of thing, it goes very quickly.
And how many students do we have roughly at the work, New York Tech?
Well, this year we will have had between 7,000 and 8,000.
There you go. Figure it out. And with that, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. Our thanks for our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we have fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. Dr. Scott Oliver has arrived. He's going to lead us in the worldwide chant that we're all going to do as loud as we can at the count of three. How do we do it here at Substation 2? One, two, three.
Slice, 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 slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
All right, back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Emergency Room Director at Piedmont Medical Center. When someone is experiencing a life-threatening emergency, such as a stroke or a heart attack, every second counts. Piedmont Medical Center's emergency departments in Rock Hill and on Gold Hill Road in Fort Mill are open 24/7 to treat life's unexpected emergencies. Even in the middle of a pandemic, our commitment to providing safe, high-quality emergency medical care in our community remains strong. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Cruise to financial freedom with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. With our low rates, there's no better time to apply. Get a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days by applying for your auto loan early so you know what to look for before you start shopping. You can also use our auto loan calculator and Founders online to set your budget and plan ahead. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Introducing the new Stream TV from Comporium. Stream TV is cutting-edge entertainment that fits the way you live today. Watch your favorite movies and shows anytime, anywhere. No set-top box required. Pause, restart, or replay live TV up to 3 days later. And carry a world of entertainment in your pocket with cloud DVR. Stream TV is TV set free. No wires, no boxes. Learn more online at Comporium.com or call 888-403-2667.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Dr. Greg Rutherford is with us, the president extraordinaire of York Technical College, a job he's had for 14 years, a lot of changes in our community. Grow. I mean, we could sit here and compare notes of what was not here
right
when we came versus what is here now, and more is on the way. So speaking of all that, we've got this this little project that's hitting Rock Hill that I understand some trees have started to move here the other day. I think it's related to sports.
There's something going on
in Carolina Panthers, I think it is. Has that touched your wheelhouse yet?
Yeah, only in a minor way. Gary Simrell has gotten together with MUSC and the Panthers, and we hosted a meeting, and there's some discussion about how ways that we can work together and support them. But most of the significant things would be a ways down the road.
Oh yeah,
when
sure.
They really start hiring and we see what kinds of positions might work for our training programs. But they know that we want to be their training provider.
How conveniently located you are.
Absolutely.
Literally a 9-iron, maybe a 7-iron.
Yeah.
You'll be right in there. Okay. So during this pandemic period, while you have been continuing with the education of your students, have you lost touch with any of them? I know this has been a statewide issue where they said they lost touch with 10,000 students across the state, and we've had, 500 or 600 right here.
Yeah.
In York County, primarily at the public school level. But, I mean, has that been an issue for you?
Well, unfortunately, when it's not law that you go to technical college, we do have people that that change and move and drop out. We have a fairly regular system of following up with students, both by our faculty and our counseling department. But we've been very fortunate that our retention has increased significantly year after year.
So not an issue. All right, one of the things...
It's not the same.
It's not the same
as the public schools.
Gotcha. Now, one of the things that I know that you've been working on is not only staying in touch with your current student body through this new, you've been working on a rather dynamic new website.
Yes, sir.
Which has not been rolled out yet. But
right.
What can you tell us about this? Because I find it pretty interesting.
Sure. Well, having been in this business a long time and observed the many changes that have taken place, and you know this as well as I do, that unless you get lost and end up in one of our many very fantastic full business parks, You don't know those companies exist.
That's exactly right.
So if you've got someone who, is in their 20s, and you walked up to them just random, just ask this guy here, do you know what PLCs are, or do you know what a CNC is, or, do you have any idea how much money a mechatronics technician makes? Well, most people don't know anything about those sorts of jobs, but they're jobs that in 2 years' time, people can be making way above average wages and be in demand all over the world. So what we decided to do was to create an addition to our website called Career Connect. And in Career Connect, you can see the programs that we offer, and you can watch a video of a student or former student who may be employed by someone locally and who has really enjoyed their education and their transition into this career opportunity. And the potential students, they don't have to spend a lot of time. These videos are 3 or 4 minutes each, and they give a testimonial from the student. They show the environment that they're working in. They talk about the things that they enjoy about it. And then we've got another video that shows basically what it takes to earn that credential and gives them an inside view of what that looks like and how much time it takes. At the same time, for each of those career categories, we're going to be inviting employers, and we've already made the connection between the Rock Hill jobs website and this site. So those jobs are already showing up in the categories on this site. In addition, employers will be able to list beside that career area any opportunities that they have for work or internships or sponsorships or apprenticeships. And so in this way, we hope to connect the dots and mend the separation that takes place between potential employees out here and employers that will never meet one another otherwise. So that's the basics of it.
So this is, what, another couple of months before you're ready to kick it out?
Yeah, I think what you'll see is that there'll be some print materials. There'll be a rollout with email to all the community leaders and educators. There'll be mailers sent out to current and former students. So you'll hear about it, and we'll love to talk more about it when we make that big splash.
Sounds like a pretty interesting opportunity, because you're right. I mean, I don't think even I,
right.
You might be able to, because we both worked in economic development.
Sure.
I don't think I can name,
I know,
five or six companies that are in these parks. You don't see anybody.
No. And you know, you could go your whole life in a community,
right,
and never know that company existed. Or if you did, what did they do?
Right, exactly. Because the way a lot of those companies work, they're just not as connected to the community as other sectors.
And many times they're a corporate offshoot, and they're told, these are your numbers, make your quotas.
That's all I want to hear from you. All right. Well, Dr. Greg Rutherford, thank you for all that you do. Always a good report. You're going to put this in your employment file so that they know you've done a good job.
Thank you, friend. I appreciate you.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center has also been with us, a community built on care. PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. And that's why everybody's here, right? It is a magical way we do it. The formula is right there on the cue card. We're all going to say it together at the count of three as loud as we can. 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Slice.
Garden.
Have a wonderful day, as hot as it can be outside. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.